Wow, wow, wow. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you're having a beautiful and glorious weekend. It is day 41 of our 50 days of blessings, and it has been a real blessing coming to you every day for this past 41 days, and I'm sure that it has been a blessing to you too. We're going to look at quite a number of scriptures this morning. If you do have a Bible, I'd like you to pick it up and go through the scriptures by yourself. I'm sure that by the time I get to the third scripture or so, you will understand the theme for today. But I'll begin from 3 John chapter 2. Now, 3 John has only one chapter, so it's 3 John, actually verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." This is the will of God. God's will is for you to prosper and be in health. That means anything that is contrary to this is not the will of God. Sometimes people don't know that God has something to say about the state of your life, your finances, your health. God has something to say. And from this scripture, it is very clear that He wants you to prosper and be in health. Now, if God wants you to prosper and be in health, it means that He has made it possible for you to prosper and be in health. And it means that you should take advantage of the blessing of prosperity and health that He has made available to you. I want us to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich." Oh, praise the Lord. That is amazing. So not only does God want you to prosper and be in health, He did something about it. Now, don't think that scripture is talking about spiritual riches. No, it's talking about material and financial riches, because it is in the context of the letter that Paul was writing. And if you read the letter, you see he was talking about them giving, supporting materially, financially. So when he says through his poverty might be rich, he's talking about being rich. Glory to God. So God wants you to be rich, and He did something about it. When He died on the cross, there was an exchange. He that was rich became poor, so that we that were poor might become rich. Glory, glory, glory be to God. We go on, and I want to look at Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19. It says, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." That is wonderful. So if you follow the way of God, if you follow the word of God, you're going to eat the good of the land. I want to read this to you from the Living Bible. It says it so beautifully in the Living Bible. The Living Bible says, "If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich." Glory to God. So there is a way in God's word to get access to the riches He has already made available for you. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Again, I want to read that in the Living Bible. It says, "Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you power to become rich." And He does it to fulfill His promise to your ancestors. So God gives you power to become rich. That is amazing. If you didn't think God wanted you to be rich or to be prosperous, I'm sure you're thinking again. But I'm not yet done. I have a lot more scriptures to go. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. We're going back to the King James for this. "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit." Wow. God teaches us to profit. "Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." So God can teach you to profit. God can teach you to profit. You know, we're coming to you, sharing God's word with you, and opening up your visions for a new season of life. God wants you prosperous. He's done something about it. And He says He can teach you how to make profit. That means you've got to get into God's word. You've got to get connected to the scriptures in a way that is living and alive. Psalm 35 and verse 27. I like this one. It says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant." God has pleasure in my prosperity. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. God is not excited when you're broke. You don't have enough money. No, He says He takes pleasure in your prosperity. Wow, 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 wow. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm going to read from verse 8. I'll read it first from the King James. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Let's read that from the Amplified Translation. It says, "And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation." Wow, God is going to make all grace abound toward you. You have more than enough for yourself and enough to give to others for every good work and charitable donation. I hope you're able to write down some of these scriptures, because it's important that you go after we're done and look at them again and see what is the will of God. Maybe you're finding yourself in a state right now where you don't even have anything at home. The first thing is to know, number one, God wants me to prosper. This current situation is not His will for me. He wants me to prosper. Number two, He's done something about it. Number three, He can teach me how to get rich. Wow, wow, wow. That is amazing. Finally, I want to read from Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. It says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He added no sorrow to it." God's blessing makes you rich. That's why we've been coming to you every day with 50 days of blessings, because every word we have shared with you is a blessing from God and it makes you rich. Take advantage of the things we have shared with you. Meditate on them. What do I mean by meditate? I mean, think about them. Don't just let this few minutes we have with you pass by. Give attention to what we have said. Put them in your mind and then walk in them. You say, "Today, from today, God has made me rich." The Bible says, God, Jesus wants me well. God wants me well. He's done something about it and He can teach me to profit. So I want to know how to profit. Now, let me invite you first to join us in church tomorrow. Pastor George will give you some information about how to locate any of our Christ Embassy churches near you. But start preparing for the night of blessings. Friday, September 12, 2025 is a night of blessings. Remember what we just read, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. On that night, there will be blessings that make rich. Blessings that change your state, change your estate, change your level, change the figures that you are talking about and you are talking with, change the state of your life, your business, your finances. Blessings of God that make rich will be available at the night of blessings. Start planning now. Call us on 090-764-15312. You can also send an SMS to that same number. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org, and find out how to participate in the night of blessings. How can you get there? What's the bus system like? What is the car parking system like? What's the security going to be like on that night? Start preparing now. If you've never been for such a meeting before, tell somebody to come along with you. Tell a friend, maybe a member of your family. Say, "Let's go together and see what it's going to be like." If you don't want to be there feeling all by yourself, get somebody else to come with you, but don't miss it. Reserve your seat today. Let us know you're going to be on the buses. We have to make arrangements for you. So start preparing now. And then start praying every day about your expectation. Coming for a meeting like this, expectation is so important. What is that blessing that you're seeking? Is it healing? Is it a financial blessing? Is it direction? Is it wisdom? Is it access? Is it open doors? Is it an intervention in a particular situation of your life? Start praying about it and connect it to that night. I tell you, it will be a night of blessings for you. Now, don't go away. In the next few minutes, Pastor George will share some more thoughts with you before you go into this beautiful Saturday morning. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you in church tomorrow, and I look forward to seeing you at the night of blessings. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for once again speaking words of blessings on us today. We consciously acknowledge that we work in God's will to prosper us and keep us in health. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, "You've got to be connected to the Word in a way that is living and alive." She said, "You have to know that, one, God wants you to prosper. Two, He's done something about it. Three, He can teach you how to get rich." Glory to God. Hallelujah. And also remember that she's also extended an invitation to you to join us in service tomorrow. So we are looking forward to receiving you in our church service tomorrow at 9 a.m. for our Sunday church service at Christ Embassy Lekki by the AP petrol station. That's the Chisco bus stop along the Lekki Epe Expressway. We look forward to seeing you there tomorrow. Thank you and God bless you. And if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. These ones belong to you. And by the power of your spirit, we declare that these ones shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, you're now born again. But let me pray for you if you have not yet received the Holy Ghost in your life. I pray and I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you receive the Holy Spirit into you now. Receive him now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you begin to grow your Christian life and also enjoy the life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Now, if you have questions or prayer requests or testimonies, actually, from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night for you. It's a night where you hear the word of God, where you make contact with the blessings of the gospel. It's a night of praise, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of salvation. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. Coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations and other information about the program, like parking arrangements, security arrangements, free bus shuttle arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And you can also reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312, if you have any other inquiries about any of these arrangements that have been made for you concerning the program. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say